And it's time now for the next segment of our Do Great Things feature with Durham Tech. Each month, we profile a Do Great Things initiative from Durham Tech with in-studio guest interviews and interactive articles on chapelboro.com, feature that showcases some of the inspiring initiatives and programs at Durham Tech that make our community proud. You can check out our website, chapelboro.com, for the full archive. We've got an interview right now. The article for this one will post on the website next week, but I am very excited to be joined by two really cool people to talk about Durham Tech's Automotive Systems Technology Program. From left to right on your radio dial, Nate Smith is the director of the Automotive Systems Tech Program at Durham Tech. Nate, thank you so much for being with us today.
Glad to be here.
And we've also got Mark Pons, the president of Chapel Hill Tire, which has been partnering with Durham Tech on this. Mark, good to have you back. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
So how did you two connect with each other? How long have you known each other?
Decade.
Yeah. We met a decade ago. I invited Nate and some of his teachers over to talk to us and just start making those connections.
Yeah, if he wanted us to see the operation, see what the future could look like for us. In fact, actually, Mark was the visionary there. He contacted us and said, I'm doing some great things here, and I think that Durham Tech would be real interested, and we were.
Awesome. And this is a really cool program because it's mutually beneficial, right? Durham Tech benefits,
yes.
The students benefit, Chapel Hill Tire benefits. What is the collaboration like? How does it work?
Go for it.
You're the one who's volunteered.
We are so lucky to have this great community college system across the state, mm-hmm. and it's great to have the ability for us to take advantage of it. So this way the system works is we are both going and talking to Nate and his students and sharing with them tips on the industry, ideas. At the same time, we are hiring some of Nate's graduates, and we're also sending our employees to Nate to get ongoing training so that they can become, pursue their careers.
Awesome. Are you working together on like curriculum too, just so people come out of Durham Tech and know exactly what they need to know?
We have a little bit of flexibility with mm-hmm. curriculum, and there is a standard set up through the state of North Carolina. But Mark and I got together. We've gotten together several times over several things in the last decade. But just like he said, it is so mutually beneficial. We send our students there for employment. Mm-hmm. He sends his employers there for training. Mark has a scholarship set up, okay? He and his crew, meaning he and his service managers, they are on our advisory committee keeping Durham Tech on the cutting edge of training. Mm-hmm.
And it's the pipeline, too, right?
Yes.
Like, people go into this program knowing that there's going to be good jobs coming
yes.
out of it. People mm-hmm. who are hiring on the other side know that those students are coming through. Yeah, it's really cool. So tell us, Nate, about the program in general, Automotive Systems Technology. How does it work? How many people are in it?
We get people who have never put, we get young ladies and young men from about age 16 to 70. Some of them who have never put gas in a car. Mm-hmm. When we get finished, they are an entry-level technician.
Awesome.
And that's it in a nutshell. That's the simplified.
That's a program that anyone could.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have people that come and take our program, and when I say program, I mean the whole thing. Just as an interest, I have a several military. I've got a colonel right now who's going through. He says, I've always tinkered with cars, and I wanted to know how to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
People come for a lot of reasons. Some to save money, but most are folks who want they want a job. They want to have a career when they're done.
How long of a program is it?
The program is 2 years long, but generally speaking, if you had prior college, you could finish earlier. And if you were going part-time, it would take a little longer.
Speaking with Nate Smith, director of Durham Tech's Automotive Systems Technology Program. We've also got Mark Pons in the studio, the president of Chapel Hill Tire. Mark, what does a career in auto repair look like?
So the great thing about this partnership is in order for us to be competitive and to differentiate when we come talk to Nate students, is it's made us put the work into really thinking through what a career as an automotive technician looks like at Chapel Hill Tire. And that's actually been really good for us. So You could come in as an entry-level technician. You move up to what's called a general service two. We've thought through very carefully what sort of skills does the individual need to have, what sort of certifications do they need to have to move to the next level. But we've been able to, the best thing is we've been able to map it out and to be able to visually show these students that you can have a long and successful career at Chapel Tire by going through the automotive program, but by coming out and partnering with Chapel Tire. It's let the students know that it's not going to be a dead-end job, mm-hmm. or that there's not going to be ceilings, that it's, or what we like to say is that it's a career lattice, not a ladder, because you can go off in so many different directions, and we want to help the students fulfill their goals and have a great career at Chapel Tire.
That's a really good way of looking at any career, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it shouldn't just be like this one path. You should be able to be flexible like that. Yeah. So of the people who work for Chapel Hill Tire, how many of them have gone through either this particular program or trained at Durham Tech?
I was telling Nate today, well, we're working also with Alamance and mm-hmm. Wake Tech. Our ranks are filling with students who are, and the great thing is by coming through these automotive programs, they're already coming in career-minded, right? Mm. They don't just want a job and, oh, yeah, Chapel Tire's hiring. So, I mean, I can start thinking of like 10 people right off the top.
And that will be this semester.
Yeah,
oh, I mean, wow.
It's been a great, fruitful partnership for us.
It's kind of funny for me because when I walk into an automotive class, and this wasn't, I've been at Durham Tech for 17 years, and this wasn't the 17 years ago, it wasn't this way, but mm-hmm. I can walk in automotive class and look across the class and I see Chapel Hill Tire, the uniform is sprinkled all over, and I laugh, you know, and a lot of times they don't know what I'm laughing about, but mm-hmm. I'm thinking, Mark Pons did it, he yeah. did it, and these are my students, and they're there at Chapel Hill.
I think we have six or seven people who are taking classes at Durham Tech or about to take classes at Durham Tech right now.
Right.
Yeah. And this kind of collaboration, I mean, this is a really cool program that's happening here locally. This is happening all over. I was in Lawrence, Kansas for the inner city visit mm-hmm. that the Chamber did last year, and they've got this huge building, and it's Lawrence, Kansas, so it's one building that eight different counties use. But they've got this set up, and they work very much like this with dealerships and service companies like Chapel Hill Tire, and it's this great collaborative program, and it's great for everyone. It's fantastic.
It's funny that you say that bringing up Kansas, I always tell my students this, if you want a career that mm-hmm. you can put a map across the room and throw a dart at and move to
yep.
and have a job, automotive or nursing, you know, automotive or nursing. And my family is made up of automotive and nursing, and all of us are employed.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you could throw a map across the room, throw a dart across the room, hit the map, you can move there.
You can throw a map across the room.
You can throw a map across the room.
It doesn't even matter. You're good to go. So what else do people need to know about the partnership or the program from the Durham Tech side?
The first hurdle would be admissions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a big hurdle, but it's something that if you're interested in it, you just go to the website. You can apply for Durham Tech online. It's really simple. Cost effective. A lot of people don't understand this. Private programs run as much as $35,000 for an automotive program. Durham Tech is less than $7,000.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, if it's cheap, it can't be good. Well, actually, every time you buy a stick of bubble gum in the state of North Carolina, you're paying for the community college automotive program. Mm-hmm. It's really that simple. We are publicly funded. So what the student pays is a very small percentage of what it actually costs.
Mm-hmm. Mark, from the Chapel Hill Tire side, what do people need to know that we haven't covered yet?
Well, I was going to just give a plug for Durham Tech
and
the community colleges that it is, going back to what Nate was talking about, it is such a value. If you look at the cost of college today, and you can go into Durham Tech for such a value and come out and have, whether or not it's the automotive program or some other trade, And these careers that I think have been ignored over the last sort of 20 or 30 years, you can have a successful career. You can support your family, get good benefits. You know, I think a lot of attention needs to be focused on teaching parents now what great careers there are in the trades. and you don't come out with a ton of student debt. Mm-hmm. And you come out when you can make money and you can pick on the map where you want to go work and always find a job.
Awesome. Again, ChapelHillTire.com for more info on Chapel Hill Tire, but DurhamTech.edu for more information on Durham Tech, including the Automotive Systems Technology Program. Mark Pons, Nate Smith, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.